The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether a man charged in a death penalty case was denied his constitutional right to an attorney. The defendant had a lawyer appointed by the court. Later it was revealed that the lawyer previously had represented the man the defendant was accused of killing. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The crime in this case was a horrible one. A 17-year-old boy named Timothy Hall stabbed 143 times. It took police just a matter of days to arrest Walter Mickens and charge him with capital murder, and a judge quickly appointed one Brian Saunders to represent him. The problem was, 2 weeks earlier, Saunders had been appointed to represent the victim, Timothy Hall, who'd been charged in another criminal case. What's more, the judge who appointed Saunders to defend Mickens on the murder charge knew that the lawyer had represented the victim. Yet neither the judge nor the lawyer disclosed this fact to either the defendant or to the trial judge or even the court-appointed assistant counsel. The dual representation was only discovered long after Mickens' conviction, when new lawyers seeking to prevent him from being executed asked for court files on Hall and saw that lawyer Saunders had defended Hall in the weeks before his death. In this case, it is fair to ask, what difference did it make, since there was considerable physical and other evidence implicating Walter Mickens in Hall's death? Mickens' new lawyers argue it made a lot of difference because the original lawyer Saunders never raised the possibility at trial that the murder had occurred during a consensual homosexual encounter between Hall and Mickens. And if that were the case, it would have made all the difference in the world. You see, under Virginia law, Mickens would not have been eligible for the death penalty unless his crime had been coupled with rape. There were other defense strategies that could have at least saved Mickens' life, his lawyers argue, but lawyer Saunders could not pursue them because of his conflicting representation of Hall. Hall's mother had testified, for instance, that all she had lived for was her son. And yet, Mickens' lawyer never pointed out that 2 weeks before the son died, she had charged him with assault. Indeed, that was the charge lawyer Saunders had been appointed to defend Hall on. The Supreme Court has long held that the Sixth Amendment right to counsel implicitly includes the right to a lawyer with no conflicting allegiance, because a lawyer who has a conflicting obligation cannot be relied upon to zealously represent the interests of his client. In this case, though, the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond ruled that in order to get a new trial, Mickens had to prove that the conflict impaired his lawyer's performance. And the court said Mickens had failed to show that. The state, backed by the Bush administration, is asking the Supreme Court to uphold a rule requiring that a defendant must show that he was actually harmed by a conflict he learns about after his trial. To allow an automatic retrial because a judge failed in his or her duty to inquire about a conflict, say the prosecutors, would give defendants a potential windfall based solely on whether there was a judicial lapse. A decision in the case is expected after the first of the year. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.